I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Today's segment, a favorite of both Leslie's and mine, is the happiest of happy hours. We checked out a whole bunch of places in and around Old Dublin. Don't worry, we used Uber, so we had a really fun time. Okay, you ready for cocktail tour? I am.
I am too. We started our tour at Bravo, which is one of my favorite places. We've had a lot of quote-unquote business meetings at Bravo. Their happy hour, weekdays 3:30 to 6:30 in the bar. They have bar bites starting at $3.95, flatbread, Bravo burger with fries. Everything is delicious. They also have $5 martinis on Wednesdays, again, in the bar only. And they have Thursday $5 wine pours in the bar. Great atmosphere, lots of fun there.
It is, and I think $3.95 is a great deal for food. I mean, I like their, they have a spinach dip too, spinach and artichoke dip that's really, really good.
It is
like
yummy.
Fresh pita stuff. But $3.95, I mean, you could get out of there with, we always have two glasses of wine. You could get out of there with an appetizer to share, a couple glasses of wine
right.
for like $15.
Right. And you don't eat dinner.
No, we never eat dinner. We just do appetizers and cocktails. Okay, I got to tell you about this place that I really love. Now, we call it the DVT. That's a favorite. It's called the Dublin Village Tavern, and that's because it's only about a half a mile from my house, so we could actually walk home if we had to. They call it the Irish watering hole of historic Dublin, but it really is one of my favorites because their happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, that's awesome. Now, their food specials don't start till 4 p.m., but really, a four-hour happy hour, I think that's pretty cool. Now, this one is great. Their house wines are $3.
That's a great deal.
$3.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
Their well drinks are $3. And then I think $1 off draft beer and bottled beer.
Yeah.
I think that's it. And then $1 off any of their other wine or liquor, like the top shelf kind of stuff. $5 appetizers. Okay, and I gotta tell you these appetizers. Have you ever heard of Irish egg rolls?
I have not.
They're awesome.
That sounds like a specialty.
It is. It's like a big egg roll, but it's filled with corned beef and cabbage, and then they have this really cool dipping sauce. You get two of those for $5. They have
a
hummus plate, which is really, really good.
I like the hummus plate there. Yeah, that's my favorite.
It have that feta and tomato mm-hmm. kind of salad with it, too. Okay, the fattening one that I don't get, but boys like to get it, is that queso pretzel bread stuff. Yeah, I kind of like pass
good.
Over that one. I try to be a little healthy. Salmon wontons. Have you tried those?
I have not tried those yet.
Okay. But they also have really good wings.
Yeah.
So, and they have a good spinach and artichoke.
Oh, yeah.
That's really light.
Yeah. That is good, too.
Yeah.
I like
it's
that.
It's really good. So, that's one of my favorite places. Okay. For you people that like to go to the DVT, that's what we're calling it, the DVT. Next one I really like is, okay, now this is upscaling it. So, you know, the DVT has a patio. It's in an old house. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you that you can get their happy hour any place in the entire restaurant in the patio. That's kind of rare.
That is, you're
most
right.
Most people just do it like in the bar.
Sounds like you might be a regular there.
Put it Could this way.
Be?
When I go in, Kathy, my bartender, my personal
is
bartender.
Is it like cheers? Kelly!
Actually, it is kind of because she goes, she doesn't even ask me anymore. She just goes, is anyone going to be with you? And then she just sets my glass of wine down and my cup of ice, because occasionally I do put ice in my Chardonnay.
Oh my.
And you know they do call me Lady Chardonnay there. That's kind of funny.
I thought that was just your stage name.
No, it's actually real. Okay, the next place I want to talk about is Hyde Park. Now, there's lots of them all over town, and I think that happy hours are pretty much the same, but the one we go to because we live in Dublin is on Franz Road, and it's really cool. They have it is just in their bar, but they also have a few tables in their bar, and the happy hour is good there. So you could like take a couple with you and go. It's Monday through Friday. I think it starts at 4:30 to 6:30. They have martinis, cocktails, bar plates, starting at $5. Now, for Hyde Park, that's like a really good deal. So like, oh, for, you know, like a young man that wants to take his girlfriend out, they could go for happy hour and she'd think that they were going to like this really fancy place. I'm like,
that's a good point.
Yeah. And they could get out of there for maybe like $20, $30. That'd be awesome. They've got things like, they have like a Kobe beef slider, I think they had sometimes. They've had Southwest shrimp wontons, flatbreads, oysters on the half shell. I think there's like four of them on this. I mean, a menu changes, I think, like once a quarter. But that's a really, really, really good deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal.
We like to go there.
Okay, well, another favorite in Dublin is Matha Miller's. I love their patio. I think it's just so nice up there.
Is that up near Perimeter? Near where the Dublin Methodist Hospital?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly it. Lovely patio. Their happy hour is 4 to 7 at the bar and 4 to 6 on the patio. So you can go either place, Monday through Friday. They have $1 off beer, $4 house wines, which is great, and then $5 select martinis. It kind of varies from day to day. And then $5 select appetizers. So again, that menu varies from day to day, but they generally have their loaded tavern chips, of which I am a big fan.
Oh,
with the blue cheese.
And the bacon and the scallions.
Delicious. Their pretzel bites are pretty good too, but I am a fan of the loaded tavern chips.
You know, I'm starting to get really thirsty and hungry.
I am. We may have to wrap this segment up and go drink. The other one we really like is Mezzo in Old Dublin.
And that's actually like more known as being a wine bar kind of place.
It is. Their happy hour is 4 to 7, Monday through Friday. $1 off beer, $4 glasses of house wine, and then a $10 bottle of house wine, which I think is a pretty good deal because you get, what, four glasses?
Depending on the day, five glasses out?
Yeah. Or sometimes one. Depends.
Yeah.
But it's generally a good
deal.
Just
buy the bottle, put a straw in it.
They got some $6 cocktails, $6 small plates, and they also have a $10 pizza. So they've got a great margarita pizza. You could go and get a bottle of wine and a $10 pizza. You're out the door for $20. It's an early dinner.
And I think, I'm not sure what nights, but it used to be on Wednesdays they have music. But I suppose you could just look on their website and see what kind of entertainment
Absolutely.
They might have.
Yeah.
Well, one of my favorite places and is in Old Dublin, too. It's on Bridge Street, which is basically 161. It's J. Lou's. Have you been there?
I have.
It's really
Love
nice.
It.
I like it because they have their happy hour on Mondays through Fridays, 4 to 7 p.m. Again, it's a nice long period of time. They have $4 to $6 appetizers like pot stickers and sliders and calamari. And then they have $5 martinis and I think $1 off all their other alcohol. So it's not as much off their alcohol, but their products with regard to the food are really, really top quality. Now, the best night to go there, though, is Wednesday night because they have retail wine night. So you get a bottle of wine at retail price. You could also get your happy hour appetizers. So that's probably a really good night that you
that's
would want to go.
Night. Yeah.
Well, another place in Old Dublin is owned by the same guy that owns Matha Miller's, Craig Barnum. He's someone that we've known for a long time, is Tucci's.
I love Tucci's. Ugh,
and they have, like, the most awesome patio.
They do.
Now, I will tell you, their happy hour is very, very good because it's Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., I think.
Sitting
on a patio all day long, you get a little sun, have a couple cocktails, and then you could also sit in the bar, too. So if it was rainy, but nothing like sitting out on a patio. So I would say any of these places that have their happy hour good on a patio in the summer and the fall,
good to go.
That's where you want to go. Well, some of their things they do are $2 off wines by the glass and $3 draft beers. Then they've also got some of those special select cocktails, you know, like this martinis, Tucci-tini, and, you know, dirty martini and Moscow mules and those kind of.
I'm kind of a fan of the Moscow mule lately.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Is that the thing
my
that
new
comes
favorite.
In like a copper?
It does.
Thing? Do you get
yeah.
to keep the mug in place?
No.
Do you bring your own?
I actually have my. Well, funny you say that. I've actually done that.
Oh, my. Okay.
Bartenders don't always appreciate it.
Yeah, I bet not. Well, also what they have are $6 appetizers like hummus and pita. They do have mussels there. Their mussels are really, really good. And if you like garlic, I would get the mussels because they're really smart. calamari fries. Have you ever heard of calamari fries?
I have, yeah.
I guess they kind of look like sweet potato fries, but I like calamari. I don't know if you do, but I love calamari.
It's not in my top five, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they have edamame, too, and that's not in my top five, but sorry, I still like Tichy's. Well, also, they've got a retail wine night. Well, I actually call it retail wine day and night. They do theirs on Sunday. And you, this is a really good deal because you can get a bottle of wine that on their menu is up to $100 for retail. I mean, and markup on wine anywhere you go is really high.
Right.
So you can get an awesome bottle of wine for probably $20 to $30. I mean, an awesome bottle
Super
of wine.
Super deal, yeah.
And then, you know, have brunch or just get a couple of appetizers and really enjoy it there. I really like Tichy's. It's a great, fun place to go.
That's great. Well, there's another Irish pub in Dublin, fancy that, called Brazen Head. Another good happy hour. Theirs is Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. They have $4 appetizers, or as they call them, happetizers. They've got some great hummus, Thai chicken skewers, which are really good, chicken wings, quesadillas, really good. Their drinks, now, it's 4 to 7 Monday through Thursday for the drink specials, but 2:30 to 7 p.m. on Friday. So if you want to get an early start on your Friday, early start on your weekend, you can start at 2:30 on Friday. They have dollar off drafts. They have $3 house wines and well drinks.
Is it good
for $3?
Is the happy hour good anywhere?
I think it's anywhere in the restaurant in Brazenhead. So that's nice.
Because they have a really big patio too, don't they?
They have a big patio. They have a big restaurant. That's a big place. And it's a different feel. It's a little more... casual than your Tucci's or your Mezzo, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and you kind of feel like you're in Ireland.
At a pub. It's a pub. It's definitely an Irish pub. Lots of fun. And then, of course, there's always P.F. Chang's, which is a favorite for everybody. They're happy hours Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m., which is good. They've got $6 specialty cocktails. Again, that Moscow Mule that I am partial to. But they have some other really interesting drinks, like an Asian pear mojito, spiked lemon tea, organic agave margarita.
They also say that three times.
That was hard to say the first time. They have $4 on tap or craft. They have, and they have a warm sake, which I can't say I'm a fan of.
Oh,
but
no, that's my husband's favorite.
Is it really?
He calls it hot sake.
They have $6 glasses of wine. And then they have great appetizers. Everybody knows their lettuce wraps. For the vegetarians out there, they also have a vegetarian lettuce wrap, so that's a nice option, too. They're shrimp dumplings, pork dumplings.
And they have a really nice bar in there.
Yeah,
I think it's
they
nice,
do.
And they have
they
those
do.
Big booths along the one side. I like P.F. Chang's. Even though it's a chain restaurant, I think it has good food.
I agree.
Okay, you go from Chinese, I'm going to Italian. La Scala, it's been around, oh my gosh, well, it's been around as long as I can remember, and I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm only 40 now, right?
I think
it's 40.
What are we?
Well, let me tell you about their happy hour because it's very cool. They have a thing called the Martini Lounge, which is their bar area. And that's where they have their happy hour. And it's every weekday from 4 till 7. So that'd be Monday through Friday. Along with the regular menu and bar, they feature dollar off all beer, house wine, and specialty martinis. But the other thing that I really like about La Scala is they have live piano music every Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So you could go in there for happy hour, and then probably the music starts a little bit later, but it'd be nice. You maybe go in there for an appetizer, a drink, and then maybe you have a light dinner and listen another drink and listen to some music. And then on Fridays, they have live bands. So I check out their website to see when they might have the entertainment because, you know, so few
places. It's a lot of fun. We've been up there on Friday nights. We've had great time. They have great bands.
So few people have live entertainment anymore,
yeah.
And it's rare and it's nice. And I think that restaurant was sold a few years ago, and I've heard nothing but rave reviews on the food side of it.
We've been up there recently, and it's very good.
Well, and my stomping ground, because I live in Dublin, I live near kind of France Road, Tuttle Road area.
Right.
Old Dublin Road is Bonefish.
That's
I love Bonefish. Now, again, that's a chain restaurant, but it is very, very good. Their happy hour, this is why it's one of my favorite places, is it's 7 days a week.
Oh, well.
And it's in the entire restaurant.
That's great.
They do have a small patio outside. I mean, it probably only has 4 or 5 tables, but it's good anywhere. Their happy hour goes from 4 to 6:30, half off their house wine. So it ends up being like $3 for a glass of wine, maybe $3.50. They're half price liquors too. And then they're $1 off draft beers. I mean, you cannot beat that at all. And then on Mondays in June, they have Martini Monday. So they have specialty martinis like pomegranate and fresh raspberry for $5. So that's a really good deal. And then every Wednesday night, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had their Bang Bang Shrimp.
I have.
Every Wednesday night, you can get their Bang Bang Shrimp for $6.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Well, and the only thing is, you know, we're always watching our calories. And Bang Bang Shrimp, you know, it is fried. And then they put it over the lettuce and they have that, like, sauce that they put over it. Well, somebody gave me this little trick. And I thought it was really cool because I really like Bang Bang Shrimp, but it's pretty rich.
Right.
And I really didn't want all the calories. They can saute the shrimp instead of frying it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Put it over the lettuce and still give you the dipping sauce on the side. So you've cut the calories probably, like, in half. And they don't mind doing it. And they're really good about, you know, making special things like that.
That's a great idea.
So that's pretty much what I'm, let's go. I'm hungry.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. It's got to be happy hour somewhere, right?
It's, what do they say? 5 o'clock somewhere?
Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.